When I first got here, I met a certain woman. To me, she was a strange woman, because every time I saw her, she was smiling. And I was trying to convince myself that is not possible. That every time you see somebody, they're happy. Anyway, and she was just like that all the time. I used to go home and tell myself, now at the, I just got here now, when I got home, it was time to pop the top of the box. Right. Find a little stash I had. Right. And sit there, sit back and just chillax. And think about the things that happened during the day. And she always came up. Yeah. I said, this kid, ain't nobody that happy. Yeah. Ain't nobody smiling all the time. But then all of a sudden I started to realize, I guess she can do it. Then I watched her go through hell, and I watched her try, and she would shake it off and still have the same godly attitude.
Amen.
And it just blew me away. And I'm reminded of the scripture says, follow me as I follow Christ.
That's
right. She never said it. She just showed. And I see they put her through some stuff in this church. I seen times when she's cried because of the way they treated her or threw her under the bus, because they didn't want to accept the responsibility for their own actions. And I watched her shake herself off through the hurt, through the pain, and act like it didn't happen. Yeah, I wonder who I'm talking about it. And the last 8 years, I went through some stuff. And I don't care where I had to go, she was there with me. Right, wrong, or indifferent, she was there with me. I found out years ago that you can have a mother whose womb you didn't come out of.
That's right. Amen.
There are several definitions for the word mother. There's a lot of them. But I thank God for her. Nothing's changed. She's still always there. And she still gets on my nerve, always happy. But I appreciate it.
Stand on your feet. Put your hands together for our very own, none other than Sister Sherry Anderson.
Praise the word.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. You may be seated.
Thank you. You may be seated.
I want to wish all of you wonderful ladies. I know it's already been wished, but I personally want to wish you all a very happy Mother's Day today.
Amen.
You all look so beautiful and a beautiful lady is a wonderful mother.
Amen.
Now our scripture today is in Proverbs 31 and 10. And it is called, who can find a virtuous woman for her price is far above rubies? Now a ruby can command the highest price per carat of any other colored gemstone. And the price per carat has been rising continuously. I looked online and I tried to find a certain price, but there wasn't any because it kept rising continuously. So it would appear that a virtuous woman is truly priceless.
Come on now.
Now, what do you think of when you think of a virtuous woman? What does virtuous really mean? In this scripture, the Hebrew meaning is strong in all moral qualities or the quality of doing what is right and avoid doing what is wrong. Now, as Pastor Gardner was talking about, in this world, we got problems.
Yes. Right.
This world is full of people who have no morals.
Amen.
But you know what? There is a people. God has a people who do have morals, who is standing for doing what's right. And we've got a good group of people right here this morning that is doing what's right.
Amen.
Now, in the Old Testament, there was only one woman in the whole Old Testament that was called virtuous, and that woman was Ruth. Now, Ruth, she was the daughter-in-law of Naomi. The book of Ruth tells the story of how God brought these two women together and what a difference it made in their lives.
Amen.
You know, when God gets in the middle of something, there is going to be a difference.
That's right.
Now, there was a great famine in the land of Bethlehem, Judah. So these people, Naomi, her husband, and her two sons, they decided to go back to the country of Moab for a better life. Unfortunately, while they were there, Naomi's husband passed away. Later, her two sons married Orpah and Ruth. But unfortunately, after about 10 years, those two men passed away, leaving Naomi, Orpah, and Ruth all alone. Now, they were grief-stricken. They were hurt. They were left totally alone. Now, Naomi, she had her share of trouble. When you look at her life, look at what she had to go through. She had a famine in the land. She lost everything. She lost her husband. She lost her two sons. She was suffering. She felt all alone. She even said, "The Lord has gone out against me." Mm-hmm. How many times have we went through some stuff? Have we felt like that we've been left all alone, that even the Lord has left us?
Yeah.
You know, she was feeling so sorry for herself, she wanted to change her name from Naomi, which means pleasant, to Mara, which means bitter. Mm-hmm. You know, some things happen in our life that have the potential to make us kind of bitter.
Yeah.
We live right, we do right, we serve God, we do everything we know to do, but things happen. Now, Peter 4:12-13 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning as to the fiery trial or fire of persecution which is among you, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as we are partakers of Christ's sufferings or hardship, pain, or afflictions, that when his glory shall be revealed, he may be glad also with exceeding or superior joy," or rejoicing greatly. Mm-hmm. Remember, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
That's right.
It's not the joy of going through a problem. Nobody wants to go through a problem.
Amen. That's right.
But it's the joy of knowing that we have an advocate with the Father that will help us get through this problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know who we can go to.
That's right.
And it's that joy that gets us through.
Amen.
But you know, Naomi, she didn't understand why her life was turned upside down. But God had a plan.
Amen.
He's always got a plan.
That's right. Amen.
Now, when Naomi tried to send Ruth and Orpah away, she goes and she says, "Look, you girls have got to go." She says, "You have got to go and you have got to live your life." But Naomi, she wanted to stay. She says that, "I will never leave you." She says, "Wherever you go, I will go. Where you live, I will live. Your people will be my people and your God will be my God."
Mm-hmm.
She was determined to stay with Naomi and serve Naomi's God.
Amen.
You know, she must have seen somewhere where Naomi had some faith at some time.
Yeah.
She just fell on some hard times. We've all fallen on some hard times.
Yeah.
We've all been through stuff. And sometimes we need a little help.
Right.
We need somebody to come along and encourage us and lift us up.
Right.
And that's the way, that's what God sent Ruth to do. He sent her to help Naomi, to lift her up. You know, we need reminding every now and then of what God has done for us. And other people can help. You know, Ruth didn't have to stay. She was not Naomi's daughter.
That's right.
She was just the daughter-in-law. But she loved Naomi like her own mother, and she loved Naomi's God.
Yeah.
So she follows Naomi back to Bethlehem. and she begins working in the fields. Now, if anybody's ever did any outside work or worked in the fields, you know it gets pretty tiresome. She was faithful, though, in what she did. She had to have gotten tired from doing the same thing over and over, day after day after day. But she was faithful. Luke 16:10 says, "He that is faithful or trustworthy in that which is least is faithful also in much." Ruth's faithfulness not only got the attention of Boaz, the owner of the field, but it got the attention of God. Too many times we go and we do things day after day. Sometimes we feel like we serve God day after day. You know, people can really tick us off at times. And you feel like going off.
Yes.
But we have to determine that we are going to stay faithful and do what God has called us to do.
Amen.
Now, Boaz was actually a kinsman of Naomi's husband. Now, look at how God is beginning to work in his life. He not only took notice of Ruth and her faithfulness, but God got her attention. And Boaz even told the reapers to leave extra in the field for her to glean. Now, Ruth asked him, she says, "Look, why are you being so good to me? Why have I found such favor in your sight when I am a total stranger in this land, in this country?" And Boaz told her, he says, "Look, I have seen what you did for Naomi. I have seen how you have been faithful and dedicated to taking care of her, and I see how you are faithful and dedicated to your God, how you have given up everything to serve Naomi's God." Have we been willing to give up everything to serve God?
Amen. Come on.
I'm not talking about just the little odds and ends things, the smoking, drinking, cussing, whatever, but I'm talking about the old lifestyle. I'm talking about putting down that old fleshly nature and putting on a new godly nature. You know, 2 Corinthians says in 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new."
Yeah. Amen.
Ruth didn't know God's plan. But you know what? All she knew to do was put her old lifestyle behind and follow after God. And that's what we should do.
Amen.
We should put our old life behind us and follow after Him.
Come on now.
Now, when Naomi found out what God was doing, she was excited.
Yeah.
You know, when God starts moving in our life, we get excited.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And when God is moving in our family's lives, we get excited.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she began to see the hand of God in what was happening.
Yeah.
You know, she saw that Ruth was a good woman. She was a godly woman. She was a kind woman. She was dedicated not only to taking care of her, but to serve her God. And now God was opening doors.
Come on now.
So she begins to advise Ruth. So she begins to try to tell her some different things what she should do. Now, you know, she was just loving Ruth like a daughter. She wanted the best for her. Maybe Naomi began to get rid of all that hurt and bitterness that she once carried around. Galatians 5:1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty or freedom wherewith Christ hath made us free, not a slave, and be not entangled or holden again with the yoke or beam of scales of bondage or slavery." Maybe she was no longer a slave to those hurt feelings.
Come on now.
She was no longer a slave, possibly, in having hurtful feelings against God for losing everything that she had lost. But she was beginning to see the love of God now through Ruth. God had sent Ruth to be her helper, to show her the love of God.
Amen.
And you know, when we show the love of God to others, it changes them and us.
Amen.
Studies have proven that it lowers blood pressure, it helps us mentally, it really helps us to give to others, to give of ourselves to help somebody else.
Amen.
Now, Ruth and Boaz, they eventually marry. But now look at this. They have a son named Obed, who has a son named Jesse, who has a son named David.
Come on now.
Who is in the lineage of Jesus.
Come on, you better preach.
Now look at how God works. Look at all of that. God had a plan for Ruth this whole time. And he has a plan for us. You know, when God starts moving, he's going to open doors that no man can close. Psalms 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered or prepared by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. God has a plan for all of us. We are in the, we are created in the image of God, and he has got a plan set for us. But it's when we deviate from those plans that we get in trouble. Now, what if Ruth would have decided to go on back to her own mother? What if she would have left Naomi? What would have happened then? She would have missed out on her place in history. She would have missed out on the blessing that God had given her. And even Naomi might have continued to be a bitter old woman without ever knowing the love of God. You never know how your life is going to touch somebody else. And we have to be willing to give our lives and help each other and work together with each other. Our willingness to follow after God makes us who we are. Oh, we all make mistakes. We get roughed up a little bit in life. We all have. But that doesn't change who we are in God. We are told that he has prepared our footsteps. But you know, the very next verse after that, verse 24 says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Have you ever fallen? I know I've fallen many times. When I fell and shattered my wrist, I could not get up by myself. I struggled. I tried to get up off that ground. I could not do it. Pastor Arnese and Brother Gibson had to come and help me up. Have you ever seen on TV those medical alert buttons that they have? They say, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. And they tell you all you've got to do is press that button and help is going to come. Well, that's the way it is with God. All we've got to do is call upon him and he is going to help and rescue us. He will pick us up. He will set us on the right path. We just have to trust in him.
Come on now.
Now, there was a little boy who wanted to play baseball. He wanted to be the best hitter on the team. So he goes out. He gets him a baseball bat. He gets a ball. He goes out in the backyard. He throws that ball up. He swings at it. He misses. He goes. He picks up the ball again. Throws it up in the air. He swings at it, and he misses. He looks at it. He goes and picks it up. He throws it up in the air a third time. He swings at it, and he misses. So he goes. He picks it up. He looks at the ball, and he says, wow, I didn't know I was such a good pitcher. That little boy had the right idea. He did not let anything discourage him. And that's the way we should be. We should not let anything, the affairs of this life, discourage us and keep us down. We've got to pick ourselves up. And as Pastor Gardner's always said, we got to keep it moving. We've got to stay moving. We cannot give up. No matter what's going on. Now, Joshua 1:9 says, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage to expect fully? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed or shattered, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Maybe God is trying to tell us to be strong and be full of expectations.
Yeah. All right.
We need to expect things from God. We're all going through some problems. We're all struggling. There are things in our lives that we maybe can't find an answer to. But all we've got to do is have our expectations in God, keep our faith in God, don't give up. We just have to hold on, and he will bring us through. He will never fail us. He will never leave us alone. And as Pastor Gardner was singing, I love that song, stand. We just have to stand no matter what's going on around us. Hold on to the word of God. Don't give up. Stay strong. Keep serving God. God has a plan for your life, and he will bring it to pass if you just stay faithful unto him.
Hallelujah.
Short and sweet. I would like to ask all of the ladies to come down front. I would love to pray with you. As I said, I know we're all going through some things. It's very difficult out there. We live in a hard world. But we also serve a great God, and yeah. He will bless us. He will help us. We just have to hang on. Don't give up. You know, there was an old saying, when you've done all you can do, when you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and just keep holding on.
Come out here. Amen.
Just hold on. Victory is ours. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Well, glory, God.